to this Leading with Excellence podcast featuring the superintendent of West Washington School Corporation, Keith Nance. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, executive director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. This Leading with Excellence podcast allows our listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence. It reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. And although that is all true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. We'll discover the superintendent as a listener, learner, and servant leader, someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and genuine care for people. Well, let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Keith Nance. Welcome, Keith.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
I learned just today, you also are a podcaster. Tell us about your podcast, because it's not school related, but it is definitely Indiana related.
It is Indiana related. Myself and a couple of fraternity brothers got together. We decided we needed a new hobby. And so last year with the 2025 season, we started a podcast for IndyCar. And we get together, travel around the Midwest, attend races, and do that in our spare time. We actually just recorded our 50th episode last night. So we're pretty thrilled about that. We've been told that once you reach 50 episodes, you're a true podcaster. So it was a commitment.
I'm halfway there.
Yeah. So I started off asking my wife. I said, I think I want to start a hobby. My kids are grown. I think about maybe learning to play the guitar or maybe podcasting. She said, you should probably podcast.
A little bit easier than learning how to play the guitar.
Or she just didn't want to hear me.
Yeah. So you actually travel to races and do podcasts. Do you do it on location?
No, not on location. Okay. Usually we do during the season, two per week, a pre-race and a post-race. We typically just hop in the camper and head to St. Louis, Milwaukee, obviously Indianapolis.
Chicago.
They don't race in Chicago any longer. But it'd be nice if they picked it up.
Yeah. Wow. Well, certainly we know Indianapolis Motor Speedway is a great place to watch a race, and always a fun May when the IndyCar's in town.
Oh, yeah. That's more than a race.
Yeah.
That is more than a race.
It is a spectacle, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Campbellsburg, Indiana. That's where your school district's located. Tell us about West Washington School Corporation in Campbellsburg.
Yeah, so West Washington, southern Indiana, about an hour south of Bloomington, about an hour north of Louisville. And I always tell people it's ideally located, far enough from everything, but close enough as well.
Yeah.
A great community with a bunch of hardworking people. And I feel very fortunate. It's one of my greatest joys in life has been able to sit in the seat as superintendent. Mm. Very fortunate even to end up in the position. It was odd. I was working for a very short time as the assistant principal, then a very short time as the principal. And Mr. Jackson before me, who worked at the school corporation for 20 years, retired. They did a full-blown search, weren't satisfied with the applicants or the interviews, and I got called in the next Monday and asked if I wanted the job by the school board president. And it took me some time and consideration. I always saw myself as a lifelong teacher.
Yeah.
And just ended up turning around and stepping right into the seat. But it did mean a lot to me because the community and the school means a lot to me. I started off in my career teaching in New Albany, Floyd County, but chose to live in Washington County. I wanted to live a little more in the country, raise my family a little more in the country. And so I was sending my kids to school there, coaching football there from 2000, and didn't get my first admin job there until January 2011. Really thought I'd take the path of maybe an athletic director or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I got my admin license. The next thing I know, I just continued to move, through the positions from assistant principal to the junior senior high school to the principal and then into the superintendency. And this is my 11th year as superintendent at West Washington.
Could you ever have imagined 11 years in?
No, and at 37 years old, I was probably started off a little more, bit off a little more than I could chew, to be honest with you. But I did have a lot of support around me. The community is very supportive. Mm-hmm. I've had a great school board You know, you get some on and some so off important. As yep. time goes by. But people set aside their differences. People set aside. There's really no individual agendas, which makes things, you know, really helps things work for the kid and for the staff. And so I'm very proud of that.
You mentioned living in the community. Your children attend schools there. How do you differentiate your role as Keith the dad and Keith the superintendent?
It was probably a lot harder for my kids than it was for me.
Yeah.
They couldn't get away with anything. And, you know, sometimes with peers, it's hard too, because you're going through school and no matter what you accomplish, no matter what you do, there's always the, your dad's the superintendent.
Yeah.
My daughter graduated from IU a year ago. And my son-in-law, he played football at IU. And they both chose to move back to the community. I think that says a lot.
That's amazing.
He graduated from Kelley School of Business. He graduated from the media school with a minor in photography. And they both chose to come back to our community. Mm. My son right now is a sophomore at Bloomington at IU. And I would not be surprised if he's right there as a neighbor, too. We call them neighbors.
Yeah.
But they are about 4 miles away. But they're in the neighborhood.
So how do you separate? I mean, one step further, you have family there, you live there, you're invested in the community. How do you find your own space? How do you find your own peace at times when you're trying to escape being Keith Nance, the superintendent?
Yeah, it is difficult. I mean, mm-hmm. you feel like your life revolves around the school corporation. It was that way as an administrator, just as it is now as a superintendent. Didn't have a whole lot of hobbies. I consumed most of my time with coaching through the years. Mm-hmm. And I did continue to coach football as an administrator and just stopped 2 years ago.
That's unique. And
I did it as a volunteer.
Yeah.
You know, once I was in an administrative role, I said, I'm not taking any pay for this. My time commitment is going to be limited because mm-hmm. I'm not always going to be able to make it to practice by 3:30 when the kids hit the field.
Yeah.
But I always enjoyed that camaraderie with the other coaching staff. And then seeing students in a whole different light and seeing them in a different environment, that gave me a unique perspective. Now I have former players calling me asking about how you run for school board. And that's a very interesting scenario, too.
In West Washington?
At West Washington.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so, you know, it's pretty funny. You don't have to separate myself, I guess, from the job, I tell my wife we have to travel 1 hour away.
Yes.
So we do some traveling, especially now that our kids are grown. And sometimes it is like, okay, we're just going to leave on a Friday. And uh-huh. We're going to come back on a Sunday morning, but we're going to, you know, drive 90 miles, 100 miles. There's a lot of beautiful things to do
in
this area.
Yeah.
So the anonymity, we travel a lot with our kids going to Bloomington. We spend a lot of time in Bloomington. I do appreciate going up there and having some anonymity where you're not going to the local Walmart. And I'd enjoy those times. I definitely don't dislike interacting with the community, but you have to be off
sometimes.
You have
to separate.
You can't be on all the time.
Right. Yeah. So when you do travel, is there a particular activity that you like to do that just recharges your batteries, that gets you ready to be your best superintendent self?
I mean, generally speaking, it's just whatever the family is interested in doing.
Yeah.
You do sacrifice some personal family time when you take on these type of leadership mm-hmm. roles. So that type of time when you can get away and it's uninterrupted is very important.
Yeah.
We find ourselves doing a lot of sporting events, attend a lot of Indiana University sporting events, traveled around the country watching my son-in-law play when he was traveling with the mm-hmm. team. So those were all fun, exciting things to do. And then again, reconnecting with friends and doing the IndyCar racing thing. I was never grew up as a racing fan. I grew up in New Albany, Indiana. I guess I'd be more closely associated with horse racing than I would have been automobile racing. But I needed to reconnect to my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what we reconnected over. And taking those trips, taking that time, has been really, really beneficial.
Keith, did you always know you wanted to be an educator? Or was there something else that you were considering when you went off to school?
In my family, I'm the first one to go to college, first one to graduate.
Congratulations.
With a degree.
Yeah.
My father was a very hard worker. I worked for the utility company at the time, PSI Energy, then Duke Energy.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was a stay-at-home mom for some time, and then she got a job in the school corporation at New Albany Floyd County, working as aides, then working in an office. When I was in high school, I volunteered and did some work, kind of spurred through National Honor Society mm-hmm. to do some tutoring at the elementary schools. I loved it. I mean, it was really, really great. And that's what I went to school to be, was an elementary school teacher. I got an endorsement in middle school. So I taught in both the elementary and middle school in New Albany, and then moved into administration.
You're not a small man. So I would imagine you being in those elementary classrooms, you were a kid magnet.
The kids still, we are a one room schoolhouse, so to speak. I call it the biggest one room schoolhouse because all hallways connect. We have a section we call the crossroads. That's where the junior high and high school meet the elementary school. Uh-huh. My office is in the senior hallway. I do not have an administrative office. When I started, we had one. The first order of business in my first meeting was to close it and sell it and move over back into the building. So I did not want to be too far away from that.
I was going to say that gets you really close to the kids.
it gives you like a lot of access to the staff, a lot of the staff access to you. That can be difficult sometimes to juggle, but it's also nice. Things get a little overwhelming. You have a 20-minute segment in your day. Mm-hmm. I can just open my door, walk down the hallway, go to a primary classroom. It's all gone.
So if I were to sit in the crossroads and ask students to tell me about Mr. Nance, what would they say?
They all know who I am.
I bet they do.
I mean, I appreciate that. I mean, that was one thing I was afraid of, you know, distancing myself from the goings-on of the school itself. And kind of becoming detached.
Yeah.
So, you know, even the youngest of the kids, I dress up as Santa Claus every year. I read books to the elementary quite often. And I spend a lot of time in the high school, junior high. I give haircuts every Friday to kids. So usually 3 or 4 haircuts per day on a Friday.
Wow.
Gives me the opportunity to interact with them on a more one-on-one basis. So I just appreciate that they know who I am. And they feel pretty open. They'll ask me some of the craziest things, you know. But it just keeps you connected and grounded to what work you're doing and how important it is.
If I'm a student that gets a haircut from Keith Nance, is it the same cut for each student?
No, I do. I'm better with the clippers than I am the scissors.
Uh-huh.
But I have cut kids' hair that it's down past their shoulders and they just want some taken off.
Yeah.
I have one of my maintenance staff, a female that helps me with the ladies' haircuts because they have asked, and you know I always feel with the boys, if I make a mistake, you can always cut it shorter.
Yeah.
But I do not want to send a girl home in tears, so I've recruited someone to help me do the girl styles. But those are valuable times to me, because it is, number one, it's as an escape from the office, from some of the mundane things that we have to do and some of the stressful things that we have to do. But it keeps me connected and helps me understand, you know, where's the value of what I'm doing? It's in the student.
Yeah.
And so when I get to have that interaction, it's just like charges you.
There's no way to reproduce that kind of or replicate that kind of relationship with a student that you have cutting their hair and listening to what they have to say and answering the questions that they have right there at the schoolhouse.
Yeah. And sometimes it's fun too, cause you can make some of them squirm. You know, I'm close enough where a teacher will tell me, oh, you know, Johnny, he's not been doing so good in geometry, missing assignments, doing this and that. Well, you get him in that chair and you get half a haircut in.
Yeah.
They're going to have to sit and listen to you for the next 15 minutes. And so you can really kind of pin down where the problems are. And, it's just, those are the days that I find myself walking a little lighter.
Yeah.
The stress is a lot less.
Absolutely.
Having that time to interact with the kids.
We've got time for two more questions. One, when you think about the future of West Washington School Corporation, the students in your district, what are you most excited about as you look towards their future and their opportunities?
I feel very proud of our staff and our school board and the direction we've moved in the last 8 to 10 years. We've made a big investment in career technical education. We do not have the opportunity to participate in a career center.
Mm.
We do participate in Lost River Career Cooperative, so we have a director, but we house everything in-house.
Okay.
And we've grown that program significantly. We invested a lot of money in reinventing the spaces. We've targeted the right people to come in, get their work specialist license, people that do have not only a lot of great experience, you know, in their careers that they can then pass on to the students, but also have a heart for teaching, even though that's not the career they chose.
Yeah.
There's some of them that I look at and say, oh my goodness, man, you got it.
Missed your calling.
Yeah, you got it. And thank God you finally came. But you know, we have CDL class. We got kids can earn their CDL before they graduate. We have heavy equipment, and I partnered with a local industry where they actually provide the instructor for us.
Oh, wow. That's how it's supposed to work. Yeah.
We have engineering. Obviously, we have agriculture, steeped in agriculture. Health careers where kids can get their CMA and CNA. So we're really proud of the depth of what we have and also the quality of what we have.
So many options.
I'm very hopeful. You know, you always talk about legacy, and it's not about ego. It's more about I'm hoping and I'm starting to see, you know, another 10 years, if I get to do this for another 10 years, I'm hopeful that I can do it for another 10 years. Mm-hmm. I want to see the community itself rise up, you know, rising tides, raise all ships.
That's right.
If we can get these kids skilled, you know, obviously we have about a third of our kids that'll go on to post-secondary education, but that leaves a lot of kids, and we need to prepare them for something that's going to be high demand, high wage, and change the cycle of their lives and their families' lives. And so that's my aspiration is like 10 years from now, am I going to look back and see our community and see demographic change?
You know, for our listeners, if you're hearing some clattering in the back in the background here, we are at Burton's Farmhouse in Paoli, Indiana, Southern Hills Study Council. So would be great to do a live show here as we're listening to people and watching people as they're eating lunch. Keith, this podcast is called the Leading with Excellence podcast, and you've addressed a little bit of this already. But when you think about what it means to lead with excellence, what does that look like?
You know, for me, leadership isn't self-serving. And so when I think about leading with excellence or the standard I want to hold myself to, it is about in the hardest of times doing what's right for the student, doing what's right for the staff, leading them through times of difficulty. We've experienced those. COVID directly before that, we lost a very dear person to our community. My best friend, Philip Bausman, was our head football coach. Actually had a stroke during our semi-state game.
Oh, my goodness.
And there are times where there are moments where you evaluate what's important. And if you can keep those things in your mind as you make these decisions, then I think you are leading with excellence, because what you're doing is you're putting the individual in front of whatever the task is, no matter how monumental it could be. There are going to be obstacles in your way. You can choose to try to navigate around them, or you can choose to take them on head on. And I think the appropriate way is always head on, no matter how hard that is. So for me, that's it, you know, not sweeping things under the rug, not pretending things don't exist, addressing them directly and doing them with a heart of servant leadership to where it's about moving everyone in a positive direction.
What a great perspective. Keith, thanks for being my guest.
All right, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been the superintendent of the West Washington School Corporation, Keith Nance. Keith's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title. We hope today's conversation helped you to see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions, it's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of the Leading with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.